3 miles a day. Now, why 3 miles? Why am I keep preaching? Let's talk about how far. Research shows that the best benefit comes about around the 20 to 25 mile mark. After you pass the 25 mile mark, injury rates go up. When I did marathons, everybody I knew had some sort of tendonitis or something they were nursing. I still have a tendonitis that I nursed from marathons I did 5 years ago. Of course, if you don't do any walking, you're not going to, the injury rate's almost nothing. You might fall off the couch or something, but you're not going to really injure yourself if you're not walking. But you know, injury rates going 20 miles a week are very similar to 0 miles a week, assuming that you're giving yourself permission to not overtrain. You're doing intervals and doing all this power walking with some awkward stride or something. But if you're just going 20 miles a week at a comfortable speed, your injury rate is very similar to watching television all day. But after you pass 25 miles a week, it goes up logarithmically. So the best benefit is 20 to 25 mile mark. That also seems to be the place around the 20 mile mark where obesity disappears. And I don't think it's just about calories burn. It's about those hormonal changes we talked about earlier that change what you crave to eat. Now, when I was doing triathlons and would bike 50 miles in a day, I would be ravenously hungry. But I think what you'll find is when you walk miles, it acts as an appetite suppressant. Good research has shown that the hormonal changes from walking are similar to what you get with anorexia nervosa. When people have anorexia nervosa, part of the reason they quit eating is they get some hormones that make them almost like they're on a high. And it feels good after a few days of not eating. I don't know if you ever practice fasting, but after about 2 days, hunger's gone. You get this clarity of thinking, and it's almost a little natural high. You have periods where you become fatigued and lulled down, and you get that same sort of feeling from walking, but the high you get from biking and lifting weights can make you hungry. The point is that the 20 to 25 mile mark is ideal, so 3 miles a day, 7 days a week is perfect. That's the perfect amount to give you the maximal benefit with the least risk of injury. What if there's one day you can't walk? Think of it as a weekly goal. There was a time during medical school when I was literally locked in the hospital for days at a time. So my goal became 15 miles twice a week. Now, I'm not recommending that, but I was able to do that, stay fit, and complete a marathon after months of 15 miles twice a week. But there's something about that 20 to 25 mile mark. So if you can only go 5 days, do 4 miles 5 days a week, or make that your goal to work up to that. You get the point. Now, the more you split it, the better. As far as weight loss goes, it's been proven that if you split it up, if your goal is to do 3 miles a day, you'll actually lose more weight doing a mile 3 times a day than you will 3 miles once a day. I'm not sure exactly why that is. There's different theories about why. Nobody's proven. Perhaps you reap the benefit of the revved up metabolism more if you split it up and do it several times a day. I don't know, but the more you split it, the better. So 3 miles 7 days a week is better than 5 miles 4 days a week, and a mile 3 times a day is better than 3 miles once a day. Do what fits best with your schedule, but your goal is to do, and we're talking about distance here, your goal is to work up to about 21 miles a week. If you're just starting out, I would start with a half a mile a day. That's 5 blocks. That means you open up your front door, you walk 2.5 blocks, you turn around and you come back at any speed you want to go. Most people do that in 10 minutes. Listen very carefully to this and think about what happens. If you're 100 pounds overweight, if you're 50 pounds overweight, I don't care at any weight, at any age, most people, assuming you don't have a serious bone problem or joint problem, most people can go 5 blocks. It seems so easy. That's what you want. You want it to seem easy. You want to finish your workout wanting to do more. If you finish your workout every day feeling exhausted and out of breath, you start to dread it. And you start to hang clothes on your treadmill instead of walking on it. So you always finish. You always go a little slower than you want and not quite as far as you want. And then you get frustrated and tease yourself and want to go tomorrow. So that's what you do. You start off a half a mile a day if you're just starting. You leave your front door, you walk 2.5 blocks, measured in your car, 1/4 mile from your front door. You walk, you turn around, and you come home. After about a week, start doing that twice a day. Now you're walking a mile a day, which seems like a great improvement. A lot of people I see, they say, well, I'm already walking 2 miles 2 or 3 times a week. I don't want to cut back to half a mile a day. But if you're being inconsistent, probably a big reason is you don't like walking. And think about it, 2 miles 2 or 3 times a week, Let's say you do it 3 times this week. You do 2 miles 3 times a week. That's 6 miles. Where if you do a half a mile twice a day, that's going to be more mileage than your 2 miles 3 times a week. That's going to be 7 miles. The point is, you want to tease yourself. I actually learned this from several people. Arnold talks about it in one of his bodybuilding books that I read back in the 70s about how he always wanted to stay hungry and finish your workout. If he didn't get finished on time, he'd make himself quit, so he'd be frustrated and want to come back the next day. I learned it from a college track coach, and we're talking about people who were literally training for the Olympics. He said he would still make them stop before they wanted to, so they would want to come back the next day. And these were people that would be going 10, 20 miles in a day sometimes. So whatever your level of fitness is, try to stop and tease yourself and want to come back tomorrow. All right, so we talked about distance. Start off less than you're doing to make yourself more consistent. Don't keep track of time. Actually keep a record of the distance and go up somewhere around a mile per week. About a 10% increase per week keeps you hungry, keeps you from overtraining, and avoids injury. I've seen many people who are 50 pounds overweight, and they say, I'm going to do this, and they have great discipline. They have jobs, they have families, and they say, I can walk 2 miles, I'm going to do it. So they start walking 2 miles 7 days a week. 3 weeks later, they've got a tendonitis or a bone problem or a knee that hurts, and they have to stop. Give your body a chance to adjust. This is something I want you to learn to do for the rest of your life. You're not training for a race that's a month from now. I know you want fast results, but you'll get faster results by being consistent than you will by being inconsistent with a lot. I know you can probably walk 20 miles if you needed to get your next meal, but that's not what it's about. So start off the way we're talking and work up about a mile per week. So if your present level, if it feels less than you want to do to go a mile a day, go a mile 6 or 7 days a week. Let's say you do 7 miles this week, do 8 miles next week, 9 miles the next. So one of those days you're going to do an extra mile, and you fit it in with your schedule using that weekly planning tool that we talked about.